it.
Welcome to Strata Stories. My name is Thomas Schreiber, and I'm the Director of Marketing here at Strata. Strata is a single EMR platform and revenue cycle management service for physical, occupational, and speech therapy practices that helps you achieve a 99.99% reimbursement rate. On today's episode, Paul Singh, the CEO of Strata, talks with Roger Kairston, a PT and the co-owner of 1PT in Traverse City, Michigan. Roger was born in the Netherlands and has built 9 clinics throughout his 31-year career. Paul and Roger dive deep into what operational metrics you should be tracking monthly, weekly, and daily, how to track patient balances and follow up properly, recruiting and interviewing tips, the advantages of sending billing out every day, and lastly, how scheduling patients every 15 minutes can make your clinic more efficient. If you'd like to learn more about Strata and see how our EMR and RCM works, head over to stratapt.com to book a demo. Now, without further delay, here's today's episode.
So I track specific data on a daily basis and then a weekly basis. And then I have other stuff that I do on a monthly basis. And I've kind of learned how to do that based on my own kind of discomfort with not knowing what's going on. Okay. So the next step would be, okay, well, if I'm uncomfortable because I don't feel like I have my arms wrapped around my business, because that's what this conversation is about. If you're talking about operational data, then the next step is, okay, well, what data would I need in order to feel comfortable from a day-to-day basis or weekly basis, whatever it is. So from that, I've kind of designed the stuff I want to know from on a daily basis, which for me is really simple. What I look for on a daily basis is I record what my expected reimbursement per session is. Okay. It's an interesting insight to have because we're dealing with, you know, I accept insurance. So we're dealing with different payers. So the one payer will pay me literally like $150 per session because it's an auto injury or a workers' comp situation. And Medicare will pay me $75 for that same session. Okay. Different patient, obviously, but same session. So I want to have insight into what is my expected payment for this individual. So I record that. And then at the end of the day, of course, I print out a little report that says my expected payment for this day is X. Okay. That already gives you a lot of kind of comfort, takes that discomfort of not knowing what's going on away. Mm-hmm. And it kind of also kind of emphasizes, hey guys, we're not making enough money on these kinds of patients. You know, if you have to make a decision whether you take an insurance company that is going to pay you $50 per session, and you know it's going to cost you $50 to provide the care, is that someone you really want to bring on board? It gives kind of some immediate insight, but it also gives you some idea on, I know I need to clear whatever the amount is on a daily basis in order to hit my profit targets. And so you can bring it down to a day. So that's what I do on a daily basis. And then on a weekly, that's a bit more work, right? So on a weekly basis, I take a look at where does my AR stand? What are my patient balances? What did I clear this week from an expected reimbursement perspective? Because we have that delay, right? It's really, you have to develop some sort of a system that gets you over that problem where we're not getting paid directly for the, you know, on the day that we provide the services. We're not your bakery that at the end of the day can say, this is what I earned, full stop. That's why I use that expected reimbursement, right? And Strata provides that for me to a large extent. I look back on the clarity panels to get an understanding. If it doesn't provide it for me, for some insurances it does, others it does not. So if it doesn't provide it, I look back to the clarity panel to get a sense of like, okay, well, it's for an established patient, right? So this is like their sixth session, and I can look back and say, okay, well, their insurance pays about that much. It's not 100% accurate, but it definitely is good enough to get you a really good ballpark. And because I do the same thing every week or every day, it's valid in that regard. But then my weekly is really where it's at, right? I mean, my weekly is really, I work in a weekly world. My monthly is simple. That's just accounting, right? That's just running your QuickBooks reports. That's simple. That's just moving some expenses around and like getting some clarity on that. But that's pretty simple. And that's, you can outsource that if you want. But the weekly is where it's at. where does my AR stand? What's my AR? You know, I look at my AR 90 days and over, because everything before that time is still in the insurance cycle, essentially. And I look at my patient balances. I mean, Heather, my wife, who is the clinic coordinator, she gets a list she gets the report basically that I run out of Strata on my patient balances. And that's her call list. So we don't use the collection agency, like, you know, after a certain amount of time, because Heather just calls and she's really nice and they know her and people pay. There's just really no need for a collection agency. It's a cop out. And you're going to give them all that money and you're going to really upset those patients and they'll never come back.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting we're talking about this because I was talking to a practice owner the other day. I'm going to just anonymize this a little bit so I don't give away somebody's private info here. But it was a practice owner who on paper looks really good, you know, or, you know, you look at the website, they got a lot of staff. It checks all the boxes of what a successful practice looks like. And anyway, as I was getting to know him, you know, one of the things he kind of confided in, he's like, look, with the deductible reset in January, I'm going to have a payroll problem. And as a business owner, that's a scary prospect, right? So I'm like, look, he's not yet a Strata client, but I was like, hey, why don't we just take 10 minutes? Let's just look at your AR. Just like you just said, let's look at your AR. Let's look at your cash balances. Let's look at what's happening. And what was interesting is that, again, I'm no expert, right? But I compared it really quickly against our benchmark data, the aggregate data. And right off the bat, you could tell for his state, his average number of units per visit was 70% of what we were seeing from other practices in that state. So there's money on the table right there. Secondly, his AR was out of control. Like there were balances that were past 90 days. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars. And for no other reason than he hadn't had the time to follow up or he hadn't directed the staff to follow up on those claims. And then the icing on the cake was the patient balance. On a monthly, like on that existing 30-day period that we looked at, there was something like $12,000, $13,000 of patient balances sitting there. And so I was like, "What? Whoa, what's going on with that?" And he was like, well, you know, our clients, they just sort of walk in and they've been with us so long, they just bypass the front desk and go right to the... Anyway, so then I asked the question of, so what are you doing? What's your front desk person doing to maybe like collect on this? And anyway, I'm curious because, and he obviously said nothing, right? And I was like, well, look, practices should be profitable. I mean, in general, you know, 25-ish percent margins is pretty good if you're kind of running a real tight ship. You can be happy with 15 to 18% if there's a little bit of leakage here or there. But man, all the little cuts, all that little, you know, the stuff he was talking about, on paper, it looks really good. But because of the timing of cash flows and all that, it's essentially upside down. Anyway, let me come back to you. So you talked about your wife calling for the collections. How do you think about that? Like, is there like a model there? Or what advice would you give to another practice owner that has patient balances that are kind of getting out of control?
Well, I think it really depends on what kind of practice you are and what kind of gestalt you put out there, right? So my personal vision is, so I mean, this may sound a little odd, but I think that my business is a hospitality business that provides physical therapy services. That's important to understand with how I want things to flow, okay? And the reason I say that is that, obviously, I'm a physical therapy geek, right? I'm a manual therapy geek. I spend all day, I mean, my hands are sore at the end of the day. I'm in this, like, full stop. But the thing is, the problem is that until people have come a couple of times and see what kind of miracles we can work, what am I going to tell them that they're going to believe or that they're going to sense value in? But hospitality, you can provide at the first point of contact. It is the way your website looks. It is when they call who answers that phone or who calls back and how that conversation goes. So I think about collecting patient payments in that context. And I think it's really important to have kind of like, what is your context? Maybe you're like, hey, we're a volume shop, man, and we need people to just pay that $20 or $30 every session, come hell or high water. And it doesn't really matter because we have such an influx that that's the way we got to run it. That's another philosophy. It's not mine, but it's another philosophy, right? And remember that I'm in a buildup period, right? So I am more forgiving than I could be. But the way we've come, when we analyzed it and we started thinking about it, of course I want to collect every penny, Don't get me wrong. But what way can you do it where you still stay in sync with what you're putting out there with regards to hospitality and so on and so forth? So the way we do it is we really rely on the system that we have in Strata. And what I mean by that is that obviously, because we use Strata for billing purposes, billing gets sent out daily. That is a big difference between someone that, when I ran my practice previously, and that was a multi-unit, multi-location practice, we had our billing in-house and we did it once a week. Okay, so once a week it got batched out and the rest of the week we're working on AR and we're working on basically filling the pipeline to send it all out at once. But that's a mistake because the advantage of billing going out every day is that you get information back at the earliest possible time for whatever insurance company you're dealing with. That is the only way we find that we know what the patient's balance truly is. Let me tell you. So we spend a lot of time with new patients coming through the door, calling their insurance company saying, hey, this is this patient. What are their benefits for physical therapy? What is their copay? Almost without fail, the answers were wrong. So now we're telling someone, oh, your deductible is so much. And then when they finally get a statement, it's wrong. So we're giving them wrong information. So we quit that very quickly. So what we tell patients, it's really simple. Listen, we're happy to file the insurance on your behalf. Okay. If you want to know, if you're concerned about what your insurance will pay or not, the only way to really find out is for you to call your insurance company, numbers on the card. Okay. Find out what's what. We participate with your insurance, but we don't know what plan you have. We don't know what your deductible is, and we don't know what your copay is. But, okay, we're going to find out really early on, and we're going to communicate with you. So what that means is that as soon as they've seen me for 2 weeks, they basically get a statement in the mail that says, okay, you owe like $30. And I've tweaked that language a little bit to make it consistent with our hospitality approach. But so it's like, I don't know. I mean, if I have to guess, 90% of my patients pay that almost immediately. And we have it linked. So they get an email. Email says pay here. They push the button on their computer or their phone and they can pay right there and it's done. So that's our system. But, and this is probably the most important aspect of that, we are looking at that data every week. And Heather has a system for, hey, these people are a little bit too far out. Let me give them a call. And she's just naturally very good at that and doesn't mind doing it because, you know, we're providing an exceptional experience in the clinic for people. When you're calling someone, that's the mindset that they're in. That's how we kind of try to bring it full circle. That's why when I talk about the philosophy and all these things behind it, it is because it drives processes. And if you can be consistent in that way, you have far fewer problems along the way, whether it is collecting your AR or whether it is talking to people about sending their friends and family, which is the ultimate goal of the marketing program, right? We do whatever we can. You know, if someone is, oh, you know, I wasn't expecting that. I don't know if I can pay all that today. Well, that's all right. You can pay some and call you next week or call you next month. It's okay because we're looking at it every week and we're on top of it.
It's interesting your point about like not sending it to collections as well. I think that's an interesting point. Intuitively, I would agree with that. You know, like if the goal is to keep the patient for the long term, sending them to collections in terms of a broad like strategy doesn't seem very smart because a collection letter effectively is the nuclear option and they're not coming back. But, you know, on the flip side, it's like, you know, what you're talking about is essentially not only tracking it, but sort of maintaining that relationship. If I read between the lines of what you've just said there, you've created a process that is sort of assertive about collecting what's owed, but it's got enough wiggle room where, you know, like you just said there a second ago, if they can't make that payment this week, you're going to keep an eye on it every week and you're going to nudge them again next week, but you're maintaining that relationship as a hospitality business.
It's again, a point of contact, right? So I don't talk about patients and ex-patients. I talk about active patients and inactive patients. To me, once you're a patient with me, you're always a patient of mine. As a business owner, someone's not paying their bill, it's going to upset you a little bit. You're going to take that personal, even though you really shouldn't. And you don't know their circumstances. So you have to be really careful with this stuff. I mean, the last thing I would want to do is take someone's $300 and they can't buy food for the kids. I mean, seriously.
Of course. Yeah.
How would you feel if you would have sent that person to collections? That's not who we are, I don't think, as a profession and as a people. But anyway, you know, the thing is this. So on a few occasions, I was like, man, why are they not paying their bill? And Heather's like, you know, I talked to them, I'll call them again and this and that. And then in the end, they always pay their bill. And guess what? You think that those people would have like some sort of kind of a natural barrier to coming back to you because they've had phone calls basically saying, not paying your bill, and they come back. I may address their self-pay a little bit differently at that point, but they'll be right. A little bit and get a call like after the first week, hey, do you want to pay your $30 so that we don't end up with $300 deficit? So you're maintaining that relationship. And I really think that it comes down to me. I think that a lot of practice owners are so kind of busy with the whirlwind of life and patient care that they're not carving out that time to do those essential functions of running a business. I think it's kind of endemic actually throughout small business, but we're in the PT business, so that's what I pull it into. And I think it's even more prevalent in the PT or in the healthcare business because we're dealing with patients. So it's very easy to say, patient care comes first. You know, I got to take care of these patients. And that's why you have to, in my opinion, you have to carve out that time. You have to say, these hours I am not seeing patients because I need to take care of these and these things. If you want to go like, whenever I have a break, I'll catch up on that, or I'll do it this weekend, or let me do it tonight.
Yeah.
A is not a system, and B, inevitably, it won't get done. Not the next week. And I'm really precise about that. And not because I'm so good at being consistent, because I'm lousy at it, but because I've learned if I don't do it, I won't have the data. And if I don't have the data, I have no basis on making decisions. And I'll have this subliminal discomfort of not feeling like I understand what's going on with my business.
I'm not trying to be anybody's Tony Robbins here, but I think one of the common tropes of entrepreneurship, and I think that this is going to apply to practice ownership as well. One of the common tropes is like, you don't rise to the level of the practice owner's determination. You actually fall to the practice owner's level of processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can say all day that I'm like the most aspirational practice owner or business owner or entrepreneur in the world. That's irrelevant, because the reality is that show me your calendar and I'll tell you like what your revenue is probably going to look like. So you alluded to this earlier. It might have been in the pre-show before we hit the record button, but you talked about time management a little bit. And I don't know if this is a good segue, but one of the things that I thought was interesting is you talked about your PT/PTA model, but the part that sort of, you said it very nonchalantly, like it was no big deal, but I thought was really interesting is you said, basically you book 75% of every hour. I don't want to like steal your thunder here, but do you want to talk about that? Is that part of this? You know, when you talk about like sort of scheduling your day out so that stuff isn't getting left till the Saturday after or whatever. Is that a good segue to kind of just talk about your schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to separate, because I do the patient care. I have to separate patient care from other things. That's why I have to schedule blocks where I do marketing and operational stuff, because when I don't, I want to be full on and non-distracted when I do patient care. So the best model that I found, and this really depends on what your expertise is and how you want to work, but the best model that I have found that combines providing exceptional care for patients with also being productive from a business perspective is the PT/PTA model. And the way it works in my mind and in my practice is that we divide and conquer. So all my patients see both of us. Okay. So it isn't like I see my patients and the PTA sees theirs. We see a pool of patients together. And the way we schedule it is that I schedule a patient every 15 minutes, except for the third block or the fourth block. So it's patient, 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 free block. No, it's not free, but it's if I schedule every 15 minutes, we run into a backlog. But that has to do with how we practice. Okay, so I'll give you a little insight into that. So the way we work is we start patients with the PTA, okay, and they go through their in-clinic training program, so their in-clinic exercises, which are guided or coached one-on-one. And during that time, the PTA reviews their home program. We have developed our own app through a third party. It's a smartphone app. In the app is their home program. So we separate the home program from the in-clinic program. So both get reviewed. So all my patients have the app, okay, and are frequently looking in it because we emphasize it every time they come in. So it's also a communication tool because they can text with us. So if they need to move their appointment or something like that, they will text us. Or if they have a question about doing exercise at home, they will text us via that pathway. And it keeps the phone clean. So I don't get too many people calling for things because we teach them to text us via that platform. It keeps the phone lines open.
It's interesting. I don't know if you recognize this yet, but one of the things is interesting as you talk about that is this idea of like stickiness and behavior change. So what you've sort of implicitly done there by training them and by investing in all that sort of process to get them to communicate through the app and all that, you sort of change this behavior, change their behavior to some extent, but now you've sort of set the bar. Like in other words, if they, let's just say hypothetically, they decided to quit you and move to another practice, chances are that other practice has not invested the time or the effort to create those smooth processes. So essentially it would be like, oh man, I got a call to reschedule, man, in my old practice when I was with Roger, like I could just do it through the app. That stickiness is something that we see consumer businesses think about a lot. Like when you think about, if we were interviewing an engineer at Facebook right now, they would be thinking about like, okay, what do we do to make something more repetitive? How do we make this feature more repetitive? And it's ultimately about that, creating that sticky factor. So in one of our previous episodes, you talked about how you also carve out one day or some hours on one day every week for marketing. Is that process still working for you? Are you still kind of doing Wednesdays or something like that for marketing?
I use Wednesday morning for that. It's still the morning. I am going to expand that, but that can only happen when I have a new physical therapist on board.
Right.
So that's kind of scheduled to happen sometime during this year.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. But, you know, I still spend some considerable hours on the weekend doing operational and marketing activities. On the one hand, because I like it and I think it's important. And I think eventually I'd like to just, from a work-life balance, I'd like to just get that done during the week. So
how do you think about that, by the way? So, you know, you'd mentioned that your PTA has been with you for a little over 6 months now, and now you're sort of alluding to bringing on another team member here this year. When you think about your interview process or your recruiting process, how do you think about that? Are you going on monster.com? And I'm being exaggerating here, but just high level, how do you think about that? What does that process look like? What are you asking people? What are you vetting them for?
It's a good question. I think that for me, again, I go back to that kind of like the philosophy on which I built the practice. And so with my PTA, I used a third party platform and I used Indeed. I just put an ad out there. But when you look at the ads for PTs and PTAs, it's kind of like a boilerplate thing where you're like, oh, they're touting, you know, maybe they're saying how much you will earn, but there's very little to get any kind of feeling for what kind of work environment that might be. So I thought, well, that's a great opportunity because that's what I'm all about. So I didn't talk about any of the benefits or any of salary or, you know, I just said it was a full-time job and this is what we're about. And if that sounds good, we should probably talk, basically work out the details from there. And I think I will do the exact same thing for when I'm looking for my PT. We're in a fairly small community and, you know, well, 150,000, I don't know if you want to call that smaller, but that's kind of the larger area. So, you know, attracting someone from this, my community is with the advent of, you know, non-compete clauses, which I'm really opposed to. That can be difficult. People don't maybe want to do that. It's really a problem in a small community like this because basically people don't realize it when they sign on. Oh, you just sign these papers and they're signing a non-compete and they're basically committing themselves to forever work for the same employer, which is never a good idea. Don't really hold up in court, but people are afraid to. I mean, it's really a problem.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Is that a behavior? I didn't realize that was more than a again, I'm still only a year or two into the healthcare side of things. Are non-competes still pretty common, at least in what you've seen?
Where I am, they are. I mean, I've talked to a number of PTs that are like, you know, I wish I could move, but, you know, and I'm like, no, you can't look at it like that, man. You can't be held hostage by your employer because you signed a non-compete.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, that's wild. Well, I think if nothing else, I hope this is sort of a wake-up call to practice or to...
Yeah, I don't require someone to sign a non-compete. I did it previously, but I won't do it anymore. I think it's a detrimental practice for the free movement of people and the development of our profession, actually, if you think about it. I'm about NDAs. I think that design a good NDA and describe in there what you feel like they shouldn't have access to when they leave and what they shouldn't do. They shouldn't call patients, right? They shouldn't use my documents that I, you know, my special programs that I developed. Beyond that, you got to let people free to choose and to move. And, you know, it'll benefit you also.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Strata Stories. Strata is a single EMR platform and revenue cycle management service for physical, occupational, and speech therapy practices that helps you achieve a 99.99% reimbursement rate. If you'd like to learn more about Strata and see how our EMR and RCM works, head over to stratapt.com to book a demo.